This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Don Walker is here. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
And you, happy February 1st, by the way.
Yes.
And I haven't seen you. It feels like it's been forever. Because I think the last time I saw you was at the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
For the 40th anniversary celebration for Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. The 40th, I guess the start of the 40th anniversary.
So
right?
January 11th, we had a ribbon cutting to celebrate our milestone, 40 years. It's huge. So that was just kind of set off the trend for the year.
Right.
To celebrate the 40 years.
Well, that's cool. So have you been busy since?
Yes, we have. We've been getting ready for our Celebrate Life event on March 21st.
Okay, so it's February 1st, so you have, what, 7 weeks?
Yes, we have the countdown. It is on.
It's going to go fast.
It's been really great. We got an early start this year to plan the event, and it's been, I mean, it's exceeded what happened last year by, I mean, immensely already, just with the sponsors and the community and the donations. It's been great.
Yeah, Jenny Arter was over here last week. We had some baskets we donated that we gathered from the community that are going to be silent auction items, I do believe.
Yes, and they're wonderful. We thank you. I'm actually going today to itemize some of those for her to get the sponsor forms in, and we can get those on our Greater Giving website.
So let's talk about this because it's back at the mill, right?
Yes.
And I was asked yesterday if I was going to be attending by one of our team members here, and they're like, are you going to get tickets again this year? So I guess they are available, right?
Yes, they are. You can find that on our website at fairhopehospice.org or on Facebook. That's probably the easiest place. Go to Facebook, look at our events.
And there's a link?
Yes,
like
there'll be a link.
To buy the tickets?
Yep, there's a QR code, or you can just click on the link that's on the event page.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. The website it'll take you to is Greater Giving.
And this is your big event. This is this is your Super Bowl for the year.
Yes, all the funds raised go directly to our memorial fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that pays for anything that somebody, you know, some services that might not be covered by insurance. So nobody goes without care at Fairhope.
Mm-hmm. I love, by the way, I mentioned to you this morning, the new newsletter. It's called Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care News.
Yes.
Delivered to my email. I would like everybody to get this. Now, how do you sign up to get the newsletter?
Actually,
I'm not special, am I? I'm not getting it because
so
I'm special.
We have a large, large list of people that this email goes out to. So if you want to be a part of that email group, I'm actually pilfering through the email slowly because there are hundreds of people that this goes to, and there's a lot of returned undeliverables. So
you're running through and figuring out.
So if you want to be added to this list, you can email us at admin@fairhopehospice.org and request that.
Okay.
And that will get to me.
And how often do you put this newsletter out?
It is monthly.
Yeah. So timing was perfect. It came in on my email.
Yes.
And I said, oh, this is perfect. I can, I have my topic starters
here.
Yes,
we have good content.
You do have good content. And you just keep the community up to date on what's going on. It is Don Walker. I don't know if I introduced you on the last segment or not. Don Walker from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You know what I almost said? Gosh, it's like, you know, once you get something ingrained, I almost said it's Don Walker from Interim. But that was another generation.
It was another generation.
That was a lifetime ago.
Yes, it was.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, you are the boss of community stuff.
Yes.
What is your title?
Marketing manager.
Okay.
But community education manager. Truly, you know, that's our goal. To educate the community on hospice and palliative care.
Yeah, and one of the things that comes out of education not only is, you know, better understanding, but volunteerism as well. And I was asking you off the air, how's Twyla doing? And you said, she's fine.
Great.
She's Twyla. And she is the volunteer coordinator.
Yes.
And by the way, I think it's, 100 and some volunteers that you have?
Yeah, we nearly have as many volunteers as employees.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there is a mandate on minimum that has to be volunteer help.
Yes.
But you way exceed that.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And we're actually working on a new initiative with our new vice president, Seth White. And it's not a new initiative. It's more of capturing what we were doing before the pandemic with volunteers in the facilities. So we send the volunteers. They do many things for us, events. But the biggest thing that is patient care and not caring for the patient clinically, but you know, spiritually and sitting with them or playing cards with them and going into the nursing homes and assisted livings.
Companionship is huge.
Yes.
And that's a big part of it. You can work the desk.
There's so many opportunities. I know volunteerism in hospice, some people are kind of afraid to do that or they don't understand what that entails. But it can be anything as, like the Celebrate Life event we've been talking about. We have volunteers signed up to be greeters, oxygen watchers, runners, floor walkers, sitting at the desk at the Pickering House, like you said, or coming in and helping, you know, get our shredded items and shred them.
Yeah,
shreddable,
exactly.
You know, items, shred them for us.
If you have a forte, you can feed the bird feeders.
Absolutely.
You can, you know, make sure whatever tasks that you know, something you enjoy doing, chances are you can volunteer and do that.
And it's rewarding.
And by the way, I know there's a new volunteer class schedule that was put out. Looks like Twyla's already got a volunteer, a winter volunteer group going. So how often does she start those? Can you jump in at any time or do you have to jump in at a certain point?
There's a sequence of those. It'll be the same group together each time. And there's a sequence of what they learn. And they learn, like, work with every department. We all go in and we talk to them about what every department does within Fairhope. So they get an understanding of the whole spectrum.
So you go through the volunteer training and then you are put to work.
Yes. And, you know, that can be whatever it is for you. 1 hour, 10 hours, whatever you want. Weekly, monthly, daily, it is whatever you want.
Right. That you will.
You are a volunteer.
You will provide valuable skill and assistance on when it's comfortable for you. All right, cool. And again, if you want to get into that, fairhopehospice.org, I think, would be the place to start.
Yep. I think there's actually an application you can fill out.
There
online.
Is. It's an online application, and then that will put you in the queue for the next session of volunteer training. All right, we'll be back again one more time with Don Walker from Fairhope Hospice. It's amazing how you get something stuck in your head. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. I'm so glad to see you, you know, at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, because great organization, great people.
Yep.
And you are you're doing your thing. You're marketing not only the services and the benefits, but also what a great community partner Fairhope is.
Yes, and you know, something that, not as a when you say marketing and you think of sales, but you know, selling something that you believe in, and and seeing Fairhope as the agency that it is and the community partner that it is. It's refreshing.
I was reading an article in the newsletter that Kristen wrote about reducing caregiver stress. And it reminds me that one of the unique and truly unique things about Fairhope is the Pickering House and how that place, I want to call it a facility, that home, if you will, was built for that very purpose of mitigating caregiver stress, providing respite care, and a place that was so badly needed.
You know, and I welcome people to come to the Pickering House if you've not been there, to just come in, meet with a volunteer at the front. You can take a tour. It is a special place. You know, we've got nurses, RNs, aides on staff. I mean, our corporate staff is there. Our corporate, that would, if you want a corporate office, that's our, that's where Kristen is. That's where everybody is. And it is a place where people can come and get that support that they need.
Right, right. And it's peaceful. It doesn't, it's not a hospital.
No.
It's not a nursing home.
No.
There's so much positive to it.
Yes, absolutely. And if you think of a, you know, a hospice house and positive, sometimes those two things don't go together, but it truly is. And if you know somebody that's been there, you get that, you get those stories, you hear those stories.
And again, as part of reaching out into the community is opening the Logan office, and you do have a place in Logan that we you and I were talking about, you know, how to use that facility and how it is going to be so much an integral part of what you do.
Yeah, so the Frozen Festival was a couple weekends
ago. I'm looking at a great picture from the Frozen Festival.
So we, Laura Kennedy, she's our community education coordinator for Hocking County and Perry County, and she opened up the Logan office, and we went down for the Frozen Festival. We had our ice sculpture. Our VP was there. Alyssa Barnicket, our graphic designer, Laura Kennedy, myself, and our families, and we served hot chocolate, free hot chocolate.
Well, speaking of chocolate, the Logan Chocolate Walk is February 10th.
Yes.
Are you guys participating with that? I'm putting you on a spot here.
I am not sure just yet. Okay. So we're kind of working on that. I don't think we sponsored that this year.
Okay.
But I think we will open up.
Mm-hmm. And have some chocolate
serve
treats
hot chocolate,
for, yeah.
Have some, yeah. But we're right there by the frozen yogurt.
The one downtown.
Yeah, the only frozen yogurt place.
Right in the middle of town.
Yeah, but
it
was great to see, people come and we received donations when we were passing out free hot chocolate.
Yeah,
because of Fairhope, people were like, "Oh my gosh, take this, this, this goes to your whatever you want to use it for. Take this money."
That's
it was
nice.
Unbelievable.
That's nice. Before we get out of here, I just want to mention March 21st, which is like the first day of spring or right around it, is the Celebrate Life event. And this is the 40th anniversary celebration too. So it's going to be double special.
Yeah, it's great. Go get your tickets. Go to Facebook, go to our Facebook page, get on the event, get registered.
All right. And again, I'm looking at the QR code right now to get your I'm going to take care of that today.
Thank you.
All right. Dawn, thank you.
Thank you. And enjoy it.
And I'll see you as soon as possible.
Yes.
All right.